702, the Friday Mix. Travel.
And we join Mariska Govender, Mzansi girl, and she's got some destination ideas that are rand friendly. Hello, Mariska.
Hi, Azza. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You know, it seems like a lot of local destinations are not proving to be as affordable as in some certain international destinations. So what's the list that you've come up with?
Yeah, the rand isn't doing so well these days, so we need to look at our pockets. And some of my favorite rand-friendly destinations, Zanzibar is right up there. Mango's got some really reasonable deals, direct flights going in, and also FastJet getting in cheap flights. And once you're there, it's not that expensive. There's also some really good packages. My aunt was just telling me they're going in a couple of weeks. They got packages for 6,500 rand for four days in a 3-star hotel, which I think is, you know, cheaper than a lot of our local destinations.
Absolutely. Gosh. Right. And I know you've been to India a couple of times. Does it prove to be value for money?
India is some of the best value for money you can find. The flights are really reasonable. If you're on the lookout for flights, you can get flights for like under 6,000 rand. And once you get there, it's such good value. And for me, it's one of those destinations that you can keep going to because it's so big and there's so much to explore. I mean, it's everything. If you're a foodie, there's amazing food. If you're a cultural traveler, just, you know, learning about the Indian history, visiting temples and museums and just, you know, for a relaxing holiday, you get to go into the beach and go for a bit of a detox. So there's really lots of options in India, and your rands will take you so far. One of the great ways to travel in India is via train, and you can take these long-distance trains. They have sleeper cabin berths, and if you're taking an overnight train, you're actually saving a night's accommodation, and you get to your destination, you slept, you're fresh, you know, it's very comfortable too.
Right. And if we go into Europe, are there any affordable destinations there?
Yeah, everyone thinks Europe is expensive, and it's true, most of Europe is. But if you head to the eastern part of Europe, that's where your rands go a lot further. 2 years ago, I was in Hungary and Budapest, and I absolutely fell in love with the city. I'd just come from Austria and felt very broke after that. But then I get to Budapest, and I found like prices are very similar to home. So like if you're going out, it costs like 20 rand for really good local sort of what we'd call a craft beer, but there's just a beer. Amazing architecture and history, the sort of neo-Gothic looks of the buildings. You visit the Parliament building, is incredible. Take a river cruise down the Danube at night, and it's absolutely spectacular.
Oh, that sounds stunning. And on our own continent, what else do we have to offer? I know Thailand is big in the east right now, but if we look at the continent, where should we turn?
Kenya is offering very good value at the moment because their politics haven't been so good. The travelers are staying away. Safaris are expensive there, but if you're going for a beach and culture holiday, I think you can really get by with your rands. Nairobi is an amazing, amazing city, but if you head to the coast, I spent 2 weeks on Diani Beach, which is sort of south of Mombasa. It's a good base to explore Mombasa from and the Swahili history there. And then you have an amazing beach holiday exploring the islands. You know, you can go windsurfing, stand-up paddleboarding, the massage. Charges are cheap. You can sip cocktails on the beach. Lamu on the north of Kenya. A lot of people don't go there because it's also perceived as dangerous. It also means it's cheap. You can go with a bunch of friends and book a villa on like Airbnb, and it can really be affordable.
Wonderful. Mariska, thank you very much for those recommendations.
Thanks, Azza.